Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 134 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. We're keeping going today with Twistery Week, our week of discovering the truth behind common historical myths. We're taking on one of the most prolific myths today, the myth that Christopher Columbus was unique in believing the Earth was flat way back in the day. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The rhyme is well known. Also well known is the fact that part of the reason Columbus had such a hard time getting funding for his voyage was that everyone back then believed that the world was flat, and the sailors that Columbus brought along with him, being a superstitious bunch, were terrified as the voyage unfolded that the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria were gonna sail right off the edge of the earth. They got so freaked out over the prospect of going over that they almost mutinied, right? Wrong. This is easily one of the biggest bits of twistery out there. Let's look at the evidence starting in 1492. That year, before Columbus sailed out on the ocean blue, the Erdapfel, or Earth Apple, was produced. The Erdapfel is the oldest surviving globe, and guess what? It's a globe, therefore it is round. North and South America aren't on it because they weren't known to Europeans yet, but it's still a round shape. Going backwards, European art through the Middle Ages, going all the way back easily into the 1100s, depicts the Earth as round. In the Middle East, Islamic thinkers had already calculated the circumference of the planet, and in Europe, people as early as Aristotle espoused a spherical Earth idea. So why do we say that Columbus was so unique? A lot of it, frankly, has to do with pride. We hold ourselves to be more civilized these days, and those barbarians in the Middle Ages could hardly have known anything, right? Fanatically anti-Christian secularists essentially made up and exaggerated the whole flat earth thing as a way to prove that the religion that dominated the Middle Ages and supposedly kept espousing this flat earth theory was no longer relevant in today's society. Rather than admitting that the people in the Middle Ages might have actually had some good ideas, we prefer to insulate ourselves by believing that they were nothing but backwards-thinking barbarians. Thanks for tuning in to episode 134 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow for more Twistery when we look at one of the most famous murderesses in history, Lizzie Borden.